The First Letter of John, Chapter 5. Faith comes from God. All those who believe that Jesus is the Anointed are born of God. Whoever loves the Father loves the Son. How may we know that we love the children of God? If we love God and fulfill His commands. For God's love requires us to keep His commands. In fact, His commandments are not a burden, because all those born of God overcome the world. And the victory which overcomes the world is our faith. Who has overcome the world? The one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ was acknowledged through water, but also through blood. Not only water, but water and blood. And the Spirit too witnesses to him, for the Spirit is truth. There are then three testimonies: the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three witnesses agree. If we accept human testimony, with greater reason must we accept that of God, given in favor of his Son. If you believe in the Son of God, you have God's testimony in you. But those who do not believe make God a liar, since they do not believe his words when he witnesses to his Son. What has God said? That he has granted us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. Those who do not have the Son of God do not have life. Keep yourselves from idols. I write you then all these things, that you may know that you have eternal life, all you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Through him we are fully confident that whatever we ask, according to his will, he will grant us. If we know that he hears us whenever we ask, we know that we already have what we asked of him. If you see your brother committing sin, a sin which does not lead to death, pray for him, and God will give life to your brother. I speak, of course, of the sin which does not lead to death. There is also a sin that leads to death. I do not speak of praying about this. Every kind of wrongdoing is sin. But not all sin leads to death. We know that those born of God do not sin, but the one who was born of God protects them, and the evil one does not touch them. We know that we belong to God, while the whole world lies in evil. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us power to know the truth. We are in him who is true, his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. My dear children, keep yourselves from idols.